This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And on today's edition of House Guest, an opportunity to find out more about the work of Cozy Homes Trust. Joining us now, Cozy Homes Trust Manager Rachel Fleener. Kia ora, nice to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, kia ora. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you, Rachel.
Oh, great.
Someone stops you in the elevator and asks you what you're doing. You say, I'm with Cozy Homes Trust. And they say, what's that? What do you say?
Okay, well, you know, our organization's been expanding in really key ways lately, but our main, you know, line of work that I'm in charge of is we provide subsidies to the Warmer Kiwi Homes Program. So the Warmer Kiwi Homes Program is a government program that provides insulation and heating grants to qualifying homeowners. And what we do as an organization is that we communicate that those grants are available. And then also we work with Dunedin City Council, Otago Community Trust, and Central Lakes Trust to add additional subsidies to that. So what it means is that it lowers the barrier for homeowners and they get more money. And that's really helpful, especially during this time with the cost of living just growing and growing. People are just really feeling that squeeze. So we are here to let people know that there is potentially help and that they should check their eligibility. And then also working with funders to make sure that that barrier is as low as possible.
Now we know, don't we, about our city's comparatively older housing stock.
Absolutely.
And what that means, it means that many of them are quite poorly insulated. They haven't had any kind of additional work done. And so we have issues with cold homes. We have issues with the consequences of that too. What do you hear about that?
Well, you know, I think that one thing that I hear a lot about is, you know, especially people have really large homes too, these older homes. And so the cost of insulating one of those is really, really expensive. And so, you know, these kind of subsidies can go a really long way in actually making it so that those home that that's in reach for a lot of homeowners. Also, what we find is that people have said, oh, I, you know, got insulation 20 years ago. What people don't know is that actually that probably means you need to get re-insulated. You need to get another check. And so a lot of people say, oh, I have insulation. And I go, well, when did you get that insulation? And this is also an opportunity. If your insulation isn't up to standard, isn't up to the Healthy Home Standard, this is a great opportunity to, if you qualify, to get that checked by a insulation provider and potentially get some help.
Rachel, you've said that part of the task is letting people know that they're actually eligible and what is out there. Why is that such a mission and why is it so important?
Well, I think that, you know, the first thing is, you know, navigating a government program is not always easy. You know, sometimes, you know, one of the main ways that people here or basically have to apply for is online. Well, not everyone has internet access or is tech literate. So our organization provides an 0800 number. I'll give it now. So it's 0800-115-210. So again, that's 0800-115-210. I'm on the line there to help people check if they're eligible and also put in the application form and give them a lot of information. So there's that first thing, but also the eligibility criteria changes. So, you know, the government is consistently looking at their data, looking at their funding, you know, changing government priorities, and they change the eligibility criteria. So this year we've had actually two changes to eligibility criteria. One was the changing of some of the maps that decide what areas are eligible, but also there's been a bit of an expansion of criteria for insulation. And so what I always encourage people is they'll tell me, oh, I always check and I'm never eligible. I'm like, please check again. If you have checked your Warmer Kiwi Home eligibility in the past, please give us a call or go online to ICA's website and check if you're eligible, because you might be.
Now, accepting that that we would have to check in the individual cases, what typically are the kinds of criteria you need to meet to be eligible to get some support here?
Absolutely. So there's basically three criteria. So one is you live in a home that you own and it was built before 2008. Okay. The second one is that you have insufficient insulation, so you don't have those kind of healthy home standards, or an operational fixed heating source in the main living area. So operational is the key word there. Yeah. It has to be functioning. And the third one is the tricky one. So that's either you live in an area that's called low income, and or you have a CSC card or Super Gold combo card. So the weird thing about what's considered low income is people don't know if their little area is considered low income by the government. It's actually only through kind of going on ICA's website and checking that you kind of find out.
Right. So they redrawn the lines on the map as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
So homes that might not have been eligible before may well be now. So that's one thing. When it comes, let's say you do qualify, what kind of choice do you get about what can be installed in your house?
Absolutely. So kind of how it works is you sign up and a provider, either an insulation or heating provider, will get in contact with you right from there. And they will schedule a time to come to your home for a free assessment of either your heating situation or your insulation situation. And what they will do is they will say, okay, let's say I'm working with an insulation provider. They'll say, okay, you know, you need to do some filling in on, you know, your roof. And we have these various types of insulation. This will be the cost. And they will either say if there's any cost to you or if it's completely free. So for many homes, it will be free, but for some, they might incur some cost. And then at that point, you can either say, yes, I'm interested, I want this kinds of insulation, or no, I'm not interested, thank you so much. So the whole process, you are in the driver's seat. You're treated like a regular client, you know, so that's really a solid service, I think, that our insulation providers and heating providers provide.
And let's make no mistake here, this is saving people many thousands of dollars, right?
Absolutely. The other day, I was going through some of them, and people have gotten, you know, free insulation. I've processed hundreds of invoices for free insulation, and that can cost anywhere, depending on the size of your home, it can cost as little as $1,000 to $8,000. Also, for a heat source, you can get up to $3,750. So for a heat pump, if you want to get a heat pump installed, that's, for most cases, free or nearly free for the homeowners. Now, for if you want to get a fire installed, yeah, you're going to have to put in some money. But, you know, this is really, for a lot of people, really life-changing money, because when your home is warm and you're comfortable at home, your health improves, your quality of life improves. So, yeah, it's a really cool program, and we're really excited to provide this to homeowners.
Rachel, what if I don't qualify for support, but I've got a home that needs a bit of, we need some help with getting some good ideas about how to make that a warmer and safer and healthier space. Can Cozy Homes help with that?
So we don't do that kind of work, but we work with a lot of partners who have a lot of amazing programs out there. So Presbyterian Support provides the Energy Mates program. They are really wonderful, and they will come into your home and do an energy assessment, and they can provide you with low-cost ways to, you know, figure out how to make your home warmer and more energy efficient. That is a really great service. Also, and that's good for renters or homeowners. Additionally, Habitat for Humanity has a home repairs program. It's really a good idea to potentially look into that, because they provide zero interest loans for major home repairs. So that is also a really good resource. And also, I always encourage people to go talk with their bank. There's often really competitive loan rates, sometimes zero interest loans available for improvements to your home that will improve the energy efficiency. So insulation, that's a big one. And so I always encourage people to, you know, if all else, go chat with your bank and see if there's a financing option that could work for you.
Rachel, well, who makes it possible for Cozy Homes Trust to do their work?
Okay, well, you know, first off, you know, Community House plays a really big role in our organization and the fact that they provide the meeting space for our board meetings. It's a really lovely space, really centrally located, easy for our board members to get to. It has coffee and tea, really great amenities. So firstly, thank you so much to Community House for providing that space at a really great rate for organizations like us. And then also Dunedin City Council, Otago Community Trust, Central Lakes Trust, they provide that funding that lowers that barrier for homeowners and makes it so that we can get this message out to the community. So we are so thankful for their continuous support. And yeah, so those are the kind of key partners we're working with.
We're coming into the warmer months, but your work is year round.
It's year round. And also, it's a great time when it gets into the warmer months to start looking into this. The worst thing is when you get into July and you realize, oh, I'm freezing. So the summer months are a great time to check your eligibility, to get yourself ready for winter. And that way, when winter does come, you're prepared, you're ready to go. So, yeah.
All right, Rachel, remind us where we should go if we want to find out. We want to check out our eligibility, whether we might get some support through Cozy Homes Trust.
Awesome. So to go to, if you can go online, you want to go to eeca.gov.nz and you want to go to their Warmer Kiwi Homes tab. Okay. And that will bring you to the, you can check the eligibility. Now, if you don't have, if you know, that's a bit much or you're not as tech literate, you can go ahead and one, give us a call on our 0800 number. So 0800-115-210. Again, that's 0800-115-210. And then also, you're always free to send me an email. So that is manager@housingalliance.nz. I will be on the other line. And I'd love to hear from folks who think they might be eligible or just curious about learning more.
Rachel Fleener, manager with Cozy Homes Trust here in Aotearoa Dunedin. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us here for House Guest. Nice to have a conversation.
Yes, thanks so much.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.